Christmas is over, and all that is left for some people after Christmas, the birthday of the great king, is a box of crumpled declarations, an empty pocketbook, a depleted bank account. When we take down the declarations and put away the toys, many of us also pack away the Christmas spirit, the high resolve, the generosity, the abiding truth of the Holy One. Was this message that the angels proclaimed on those Judean hillsides that night? Was this just a one-night stand? Was this message of hope, of goodwill to all men, this message of cheer? Was this just a one-day deal for the world? Or was it to all men, to all generation? Is it to be proclaimed every day of every year? Should we not proclaim this to our children? We should proclaim the message that the angels proclaim to those shepherds. Fear not tomorrow, fear not the future, because Emmanuel is with us. We should have no concern of the future. Many are uncertain. They are anxious about the future. But I want to proclaim to you this message of fear not, because there was born in the city of David a Savior called the Christ. He came to forgive men of all their sins. He will lift our load. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Is this not the message that should be proclaimed? This message of hope, of joy, of gladness, which is to all men, not just those here in America, but around the world. This is a message. It's a message that can deliver the world. But first, it must be delivered to the world. Should we not proclaim it to our neighbors, to our friends, to all men everywhere? This message was good for those shepherds. It brought joy. It brought them to a fearless place in their life. Will it not do this today? Will it not bring peace, joy, and gladness? Is this not the good tidings that can cast out fear? God said that the government shall be upon his shoulders. The governing of this world does not rest upon the shoulders of mere men. The government of the world shall be upon his shoulders. It is God that sets up the presidents and kings and takes them down. Jesus told Pilate, "You would have no power had it not been given you." Jesus said, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth." And that day in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, we find one that will rule the world. We should never think of this message as just for that day. This message of hope and peace and gladness was not a one-day deal. It is for us today. The Bible says that a light has shined in the darkness. Oh, what a great Savior we have. What good news we have for the world today. The prophet Isaiah said, "His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." Not only is he wonderful, not only is he a counselor, he is a wonderful counselor. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Isn't that wonderful? A never-ending peace. Of the increase of his peace, there shall be no end. Endless peace, fearless peace. What a powerful message. What a powerful word from the Lord. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.